Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
That's
all about.
Well, every time I go to New Orleans, man, I come back feeling Cajun-y.
I've never heard anyone in Louisiana make that sound. I have only heard that sound on people pretending to be from Louisiana.
I thought he had heard
it. I'm not
yourself.
Pretending. I'm not from Louisiana, yeah. Nor do I play anybody from Louisiana. But
I'm just saying. It's a Hollywood caricature. I've never heard anyone actually do that.
I should have actually said, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, to see that.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. There we go. But no, God, I always love going over there. But, you know.
Yeah. Over where?
Louisiana way.
Hey, I know one. Yeah. Who dat?
Who dat? There you go.
That I heard.
Yeah.
Who dat? Yeah. Hey, we had a good time yesterday.
Yeah, we did. And we're not going to talk about any of it. Or maybe we're going to spend most of the hour on it.
Anybody?
Oh, yeah. Well, the stuff we did on Facebook Live is out there for the world.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
But
how do they find it?
They go to facebook.com/sipandchew.
That'll work. Yeah. And you can see me taking a nap.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, you can one see that of in the naps here every that Mike Sunday morning.
One of the many naps.
One of the many naps that Mike took.
That happens on Sunday morning right here, doesn't
uh-huh.
it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Stu got me. That's all right.
You're lucky I couldn't get my phone out in time for the snoring that was echoing through the second floor
Please
lobby.
Please tell us he was dressed.
Yes.
Oh, I had my clothes on.
Now, he was barely in the chair, though. He was hanging out the chair. I was hoping he was going to fall.
That was a comfortable chair.
It was surprisingly comfortable.
No wonder I fell asleep.
Yeah.
That's right.
At first, I didn't know what to think because it looked like something off the set of Beetlejuice.
But, you know, in that room, that area we were at, it was like just so calm, and mm-hmm. you couldn't help but fall asleep.
Yeah, well, especially since we got up so early to go over there.
I've got one of those chairs at my house.
Well, you would look at these chairs and think they were not comfortable at all, but, God, they just hug your body, and mm-hmm. and you put your feet on the table. It is over with.
Were they Cajun chairs or Creole chairs?
And we had already eaten Eggs Benedict at that.
About a half dozen variations of Eggs Benedict.
Yeah, so we were, our bellies were full. And,
yeah. And that's after stopping at Rouse's and Theodore and getting a nice breakfast bowl.
That's a recipe for a nap, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Whew, boy.
So in case y'all wonder why we were in New Orleans, because we haven't mentioned that yet.
I was wondering.
World Food Championships Final Table is this weekend. And Mike and I were lucky enough to snare some media passes, which were very hard to come to for this, because it is being taped for a television show to be aired in August on CNBC. It was Dick Clark Productions that was doing this.
Wow.
And
that's so pretty cool.
Yeah, so there's only a few things that that we can discuss, or there's certain things we can't discuss. Pretty mm-hmm. much everything that we saw yesterday we can talk about.
Yeah.
They whittled it down from 10 to 5. They put the numbers out today. If you want to go to World Food Championships page or our page, Mike,
mm-hmm.
it's there.
Okay.
But they give the scores, and I told y'all driving home that I knew Peter had the highest score, because they don't tell you what order they came in, Charlie. They just tell you, you five get and you five sit, and the five that are sitting get to compete today in no particular order. In fact, all of their scores were wiped clean.
Well, you know, actually, that's better because they're all starting from the same place or with a clean slate.
Yeah, and that was in case one particular chef just hit a grand slam with his dish today or her dish today, and then tomorrow didn't do that well. It would keep it from being a fluke. Well, Peter blew him away. Did you see the numbers?
I have not looked. I will.
It wasn't even close between first and second.
Well, you know, I was just amazed how each individual competing team or person how they got there mm-hmm. and what it took for them to get there.
Oh, yeah. And that, and that's what is so intriguing and the drama about mm-hmm. World Food Championships is, Charlie, I think Mike McLeod, the CEO, yesterday said we started with 450 teams
yeah.
in wow. November, down to these 10 who are now down to five.
Now, all those teams, though, those were in different locations around the country?
I no, think. They were all in Orange Beach last year, World Food Championships.
Oh, in this November. Is from last year.
Yeah, this is like the football season was in 2018,
mm-hmm.
but the championship game was in 2019.
Okay.
That same thing here. The entire season, the entire playoffs were in November,
mm-hmm.
and then these 10 people have had the last 6 months to fret and worry and stress about what they were going to do this weekend.
But you know, one thing, and I don't know if it plays into the numbers, mm-hmm. but just the personalities and the characters of these people,
mm-hmm.
are they judged on that end? Because
no.
you couldn't help but want a pull for him.
Or Lydia.
Uh-huh.
Hadidia, who was a home cook,
yeah,
and missed the final five, Charlie, by 5 points. There was 5 points separating fifth and sixth place, and that was the difference between her staying another day
mm-hmm.
and going home.
There's got to be a cut somewhere.
Right, exactly.
Ask Tiger.
They handled the drama of this announcement. Mike McLeod had it very well done. And when it comes on in August, and we will let everyone know, because
right.
you might see Mike napping in the background and me fidgeting and getting mad at my phone and stuff like that.
Seeing Mike napping, that's almost worth the effort all by itself.
You never know.
Well, just go to Facebook.com/sippandchew, and you can see it in full force.
You weren't drooling, were you?
Not yet.
Okay.
No. But, they handled I was very happy that we stayed because, you know, Heather was tired, I was tired, you were tired. And we were sitting there thinking, do we want to stay for this, you know, because so many events like this we don't stay.
It got exciting, though.
Right. It was made for TV.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get the editing done, you know, it'll have that rapid fire. But one of the things that Mike McLeod really wants to sell about World Food Championships as a food, sport, and television event that makes it, my opinion for sure, but I would think everyone's opinion, better than some of the stuff you see on Food Network, Cooking Channel, Bravo, and all the other ones, is it's an actual contest. The winners aren't determined before the contest starts like they are on most of those shows that you see on cable TV. And, you know, and I have worked inside as a blogger for Food Network Star for years, and I can tell you many of those seasons, they found a winner and then cast 9 other people to make sure that they and not every year. I mean, Guy Fieri was a total surprise to Food Network because they never want a star to come from that show. They only care about the ratings for that show,
mm-hmm.
and they don't give a flip what happens to the winner, and they never have. Guy Fieri messed them up on that. Melissa D'Arabian, we met mm-hmm. her. She has stayed strong and has been very popular since then.
Yeah,
but as charming as Artie Sequeira was, she's not on network anymore.
Yeah,
because they just wanted a winner, and a lot of them were like that. But Mike McLeod, it is very important to him that the contests themselves be honest,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll just put that on TV because it's a lot more intriguing than contrived shows.
Right,
and you know, and one of the judges yesterday was someone that off the air we could probably talk to in length about that, and we're going to try and get her on the show here next month, and that's Katie Dixon, Chef Katie Dixon from Hattiesburg, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That area. I think her restaurant's in Hattiesburg.
She has been
at least.
On Food Network Star,
mm-hmm.
and I believe she has been on MasterChef. I don't know if it was a guest or what. But Katie was very sweet. She and I have followed each other on Instagram for a couple of years now, so it was good to get to meet her.
I got to do that Instagram.
Yeah. You got to take pictures, Mike.
Oh, I do that.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just pictures.
Huh.
Yeah, there's no talking. There's no conversation.
And it scrolls forever.
Yeah, well, for eternity.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's.
Are you on Instagram, Charlie?
Well, I got a new phone and I just punched it up.
New phone. Getting on up.
And Twitter.
And the Twitter.
And Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't have a life. I can either have a life or I can do all the social media.
Look at all the cruises you go on.
I can't do both.
Look at all the cruises you go on.
You know the best part of the cruise? You lock your cell phone in the safe while you're gone.
Ah.
That sounds nice.
It is nice.
Well, 343-0106, and we've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, and that's going to be Meredith Zimmerman from Rennie's Honey Butter here in town. Wow. So it's not just about World Food Championships today.
Oh, okay.
Chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream. What's this?
This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this? This is juice. Uh-oh, uh-oh.
I don't like juice.
I don't like juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
What up, Mobile? This is Big Daddy Dwayne Thompson with Big Daddy Bomb Barbecue Sauce. I'm on Sip and Chew.
My man, Big Daddy. Just finished my last bottle of his barbecue sauce that he gave me in the World Food Championship. So now I got some homemade in the refrigerator.
You know, that darn Mike Bailey guy needs to get on the ball and get his barbecue sauce up.
I hadn't even thought about
it this year. People keep asking me all the time. Mm-hmm. But listen, we want to certainly thank our sponsors, Bob's Downtown Diner. You know, he's on the
corner. Some good grubbing.
I may be swinging by there today.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
You going to get you a Bailey's breakfast?
I'm not going to eat that much. I've been really trying to cut down. Really trying to
when
cut down.
When did that start? Yesterday?
Since he sat down this morning.
Oh, well, I see. Okay.
We did. We ate pretty good.
We ate more Eggs Benedict than you did.
Yeah.
You seem like you only ate a couple. Did you try the one with the waffle?
I wanted to.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
He got away from
Eggs Benedict with a waffle?
They used a cornmeal waffle instead of the English muffin for the bread component. The waffle was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was an interesting flavor. There were other parts.
Well, it was a cornmeal. You said a cornmeal, right?
Yeah, cornmeal. Yeah, just add some into the regular waffle mix.
I was interested, but he walked away from me and kept going. And
yeah. I'm not sure what it was, but Heather took one bite out of something out of that and went, nope, that doesn't win. that doesn't win. But we also, what we were sampling, Charlie, was all of these 10 chefs were brought in to, and we should say where it was held. It was at the New Orleans Culinary and Hospitality Institute, which shares a little bit of campus right downtown in the Central Business District with Tulane.
Okay.
And it is a phenomenal new culinary school that they've got there. Five-month program.
Impressive.
And they took us through tours. The bake shop, anyone who knows Booze Block knows it is the most expensive butcher block in the world and worth every penny. Their work tables were Booze Block. And I don't mean 36-inch by 36-inch, a three-footer like most of us have at home. These were 8-foot-long tables where the top was all Booze Block, except for the teacher's table, which was 12 feet long. These were thousands of dollars, Charlie, wrapped up in each table top.
Not very shabby.
And and all of it was corporate donations. All of the cookware was Viking and these other high-end corporate grade cookware, and these kitchens were phenomenal. But to let them get used to the kitchens, they let them come in at 9 o'clock with them not supposed to turn in the first dish until 2:30 in the afternoon, 3:30, whatever it was.
So they could come play a little?
Right, and get used to the cooking thing, which I love because you don't get that at the big World Food Championship because, you know, there's 10 categories, 40 chefs in each category, and they got to roll that.
Yeah.
And the best thing I can do to tell you to get used to it at World Food Championships is compete one year and get your hat handed to you.
Is the culinary school in New Orleans, is it open to the public? Is there anything?
Yeah, they let you tour. Yeah, absolutely. They have a restaurant inside. They welcome you to come take tours.
God, it's such an impressive place. Yeah,
but to let them get used to the kitchen, they let them work on various components of their dishes. And then they sent all of those out as samples. So Peter Raj's winning version, and they all had to spin Eggs Benedict. Mm-hmm. And so they all did their own thing. And Peter is Indian, and we got to try the eggs that he put in, scrambled too, not poached the way he did them. And you know, they told us they had a little Indian flair, and they were just unbelievable. These scrambled eggs, some of the best I've ever had in my life. They were phenomenal. And then when we get in there, and they go through the 10 chefs, you know, and Peter's the last chef. And in a competition like this, where everyone brings their A game and the judges' palates are just getting assaulted with all these different flavors and luxuries and all of this, you don't want to be last. And Peter was last. And I could tell that he'd won because he got more rave reviews from the judges than everyone else. And they're doing that with a palate that is worn slap out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
And when the numbers came out and World Food Championship released the numbers of the top five finisher, all 10 of them, their point range, he was, I believe, 94.75. The cutoff for the top five was 83 points. You had to have 83 points or more to make the top five. Mm-hmm. He had 94.75. Nobody else was in the 90s.
Wow.
The scores of the other ones, Mike, just to give you an idea. In burger, I came in 26th. My number for my signature dish would have had me in second place in this. The number. Now, necessarily, mm-hmm. I might not have pulled off my 89 on this particular challenge. Burger is my strong suit, and Eggs Benedict is not something I enjoy.
You know, Charlie, they had these chefs had to come into New Orleans like a couple days ahead of time, get out into the market and try some different Creole Cajun style food, and then put their own spin. It had to have like a New Orleans, Louisiana Cajun mm-hmm. Creole flair to it or yeah. style to it, along with their own interpretation.
Let me ask you this, Stu. Mm-hmm. A certified chef, if there is such a title, mm-hmm. if they sit down at a restaurant and have a order up a Creole or a Cajun dish, maybe they've never eaten before, does their training make it possible for them to identify most of the ingredients?
Not only just from cooking, even the not trained chefs. I mean, I've never gone to culinary school, but I can break down dishes. I've figured out dishes by the third bite at places. Mm-hmm. Some dishes I never figure out. But mm-hmm. it's interesting that you bring that up because round two, they actually had to start at 9:30 last night by all of them meeting at Dickie Brennan's fabulous restaurant, Tableau. Oh, yeah.
World famous.
And Dickie was going to serve them all his redfish bienville, the famous dish that made that restaurant. And tomorrow they have to come in for round one. The pantry will be stocked with all the ingredients in it. Yeah.
This morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Will be stocked with all the ingredients Dickie says is in the dish, and they have to recreate it.
But, of course, they don't know.
Right. All they got to do was eat it last night.
Quantities of the different ingredients. They just know what the
ingredients
are. Yeah,
that's going to be part of the challenge.
And they have to do their own spin on it as well, staying close. And Dickie Brennan's going to be one of the judges today.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then their final challenge is at Arnold's restaurant, which hasn't changed their menu in almost a century, but it gets changed today. Because the winner of this puppy, the third challenge is they have to create a new appetizer from the Arnold's menu.
Yeah, and three of them get to do that.
Right, the three get to compete in that. They don't know it yet. They didn't find out yesterday. We already knew because Chris Sherrill's our buddy. They're not allowed to use seafood in it, Mike.
That's going to be funny.
They're going to create an appetizer for a New Orleans restaurant, and they're not allowed to use
it seafood. It hasn't changed their menu in over 100 years.
Yeah. Until today.
Until today.
They get a new appetizer. But, I mean, it's an amazing challenge the way they got it set up. They're working with two legendary restaurants, two legendary restaurateurs. The Brennan family is all over this because they're the ones behind the culinary school as well. It was their idea because you don't really think about it, but there wasn't a culinary school in New Orleans.
Well, they got some big sponsors there, too, in that culinary school. You got the McElhaney family.
Tabasco.
Tabasco. They mm-hmm. got a room named after them. And then Gold Ring or one of the liquor distributors there has an entire restaurant
and
section.
I wanted some of that Sazerac rye. I mean, they had bottles of Sazerac rye whiskey sitting everywhere, and they wouldn't have missed one.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, they wouldn't have missed one of them. Then on the fifth floor of this place, they have this beautiful outdoor terrace.
Oh my God, yeah.
That overlooks the Central Business District and Lee Circle, and that was wonderful. And to be able to do parties and stuff like mm-hmm. that for them. And they're open not just as a culinary school. They're an event hosting facility.
You can rent it.
Yeah, weddings, all kinds of stuff there. So, yeah. It goes by Nochi.
And it has a cafe downstairs.
The cafe is run by a different company
yeah.
as a partnership called Nochi Cafe. But it was one of the local high-end bakers in New Orleans that operates the cafe.
Cool.
And it was just fantastic, but that Redfish Bienville, I'd like to be there for that. And let me say something. I was talking about Chris Sherrill. We were talking about Peter's Indian spin on Eggs Benedict. Chris came because, you know, he was running all the chefs in the station. He was in charge of getting them what they needed. He worked all day long in the kitchens. And he came and sat down when Peter was out because they were done. And when he sat down, I said, I had the eggs, and they were terrific. And Chris said, I tried the entire dish, and it's phenomenal. He said, it is just one of the best eggs and Benedicts he's ever tried.
Wow.
And all of them were very good eggs Benedicts.
Oh,
we got
absolutely.
Parts of them. Jacqueline, the lady from Long Beach, Mississippi, mm-hmm. that put loquats into hers.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, because they're seasonal. They're right there. And, you know, she had an inside track on this thing. She's from Long Beach, Mississippi, and they told them they had to do Cajun Creole.
Uh-huh.
All right, folks, we got to go to break. When we come back, Meredith Zimmerman of Rennie's Honey Butter, and she's just been getting in some local stores all over the TV, so we're going to talk to her.
That tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce? Pork shoulder is the cut of choice in Mississippi, and they pride themselves on barbecue.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Billy Stitt with Billy Small Batch Bacon, and I'm here from Old 27 Grill on the Sip and Chew with Mike and Steve.
That's a busy man right there.
That is. Real quick, before we get to our guests, we want to just say congratulations to Chaleur Method Coffee. They turned 1 year old yesterday.
No.
The Chaleur Method. I don't know what that means, but they did. But congratulations.
Anyway.
They did a one of the local breweries they teamed up with, I think it was John Serta, was mm-hmm. Serta's Brewing, and used a Chaleur method. It may have been Hank Blue now that I think about it. But they did a beer infused with the Chaleur method coffee.
Espresso. Oh, okay.
And that was, I wish I'd have tried it. I didn't get a chance yet. But right now on the phone, we have another local food person. Meredith Zimmerman is on with Rennie's Honey Butter. Meredith, good morning, and met you at Taste of Mobile. Glad to have you on the show.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning, you two. I'm super excited to be on the show. Sounds like y'all are having lots of fun in New Orleans.
it was work, Meredith. You know how it is in this industry. It's just work, 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 and, you know, one day looks like the last.
It looks like we're having fun.
Right.
That's why
yes.
Mike had to nap.
Yeah, Mike had to nap. We were having so much fun.
That's all that video.
I'm going to kill him.
For those who are not familiar with Rennie's Honey Butter, and there are very few people that aren't familiar with it yet, you have been on Studio 10, you've been on WKRG, you're all over the place. But for those who haven't encountered it, what exactly is Rennie's Honey Butter, and how did you come up with this?
Yeah, so Rennie's Honey Butter, we're a southern-based company. We make – honey butter is a dairy product, so we make seasonal flavors of fruit and candy honey butter.
Oh.
So, like, right now I have blackberry honey butter, strawberry honey butter, cinnamon, and toffee. Mm. The flavors are different all year round.
Mike's sitting here listening to you list them off thinking, which one am I going to put on my next hamburger?
I know, right? They do go good on meat, too. The blackberry is awesome on pork chops.
I could see that because pork lends itself so well to fruity and sweet flavors.
Yes, it does.
So have you tried any on duck yet?
I haven't.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, the blackberry and duck is a good combination. But go on.
I'll have to try that out. Yeah, so I'm celebrating my 2-year birthday.
There we go.
Being in business. So that's super exciting. I started in April to May of 2017. And it was really just by accident. I had gone picking blackberries one afternoon, which is one of my most favorite things to do. And I ended up with like 2 humongous bags full, and I had to get creative with how to use all of the blackberries. And blackberry honey butter emerged from that day. And people said it was so good that I should sell it. So I made a Facebook event inviting people over to my house to taste it, and no one showed up. Yes.
That's the way it always starts.
Yeah. Glad you didn't let that defeat you.
Yes.
Right. So then I just thought, okay, well, I tried. My sister that night made a Facebook post saying that I had lots of honey butter for sale. Did anyone want any? Well, within 24 hours, I've sold $1,000 worth of honey butter. And a local store, Old Shell Market, I'm sure y'all are familiar with
Very
that.
Very familiar. Great people.
Messaged that same night saying we want to put this butter in our store. So I went from 0 people at my tasting party to now all of these orders and being in a store.
They were shy. They were just shy.
Just real quick, is your sister available to repost Facebook stuff for us? Because it sounds like she's got quite a following.
I know. She's a social media queen.
You just recently went in some new stores. You want to give us the list of where people can find your product now?
Yes, I'm in 15 stores across the Gulf Coast. I'm in 7 Piggly Wigglies, so probably any Piggly Wiggly near your listeners, from Foley to Sayreland, Spanish Fort, Fairhope. I'm in Pascagoula at a little shop. I'm at Old Shell Market. Downtown at the Cheese Cottage.
Oh, that's a marriage made in heaven right there.
I know you cannot go wrong at the Cheese Cottage. And then a lot of places out in West Mobile. Maggie B's, Marcy and Me, Domkey Market, and Crimson Blue Boutique.
I'm not familiar with Crimson Blue.
Yeah, they're right by Baker High School.
Oh, okay.
Airport.
I'm a Mary Montgomery fella. I'm not welcome in that Baker territory.
Oh, yeah. That rival is real.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that these are seasonal. What are the fall kind of flavors that you have going and winter? Do you incorporate any of the local citrus that we're good for? Or what exactly do you do on the other seasons?
Yeah, so I like to get creative. I'm always trying new things. Sometimes they're successful, sometimes they're not, but I have fun doing it. So in the fall, I have pumpkin, honey butter, and peach.
Peach is slowly becoming my second favorite fruit behind raspberry.
Peach is my favorite, but I'm going to tell you, I love mixing figs and butter together. How about that? Do you have that?
I do not, but I'm going to have to try that.
Figs are in season right now. Coming up. They're coming up.
Yeah, this summer.
Oh, my God.
Just remember that little white milk that they secrete will make your hands itch, so wear gloves.
Good to know. Getting lots of tips from today's show.
Well,
around Christmas, I have peppermint honey butter and gingerbread honey butter.
Oh, the gingerbread sounds like it's calling my name.
Just don't do a pumpkin spice, okay?
She's already said she's doing pumpkin.
Well, pumpkin, but is that pumpkin
spice? But not
spice.
Just don't use the word spice in it.
Yeah.
Mike had a real crazy night in the 90s with the Spice Girls, and it brings back horrible memories to him.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Meredith, do you have a website, or can you give us the Facebook information if people want to get in touch with you?
Totally. It's Rainey's Honey Butter. You can look on Facebook, Instagram. It's R-E-N-E-Y, Rainey's. My middle name is Irene. My sister, the social media queen, has always called me Rainey. So that's where that came from.
Thank you, because I actually watched the WKRG show last night because I had heard Michael White say Reenie, and I was like, Mike, did you read that wrong? So I wanted to make sure that Michael wasn't wrong, so I watched WKRG's too.
Oh, that's funny. Yes. Everybody says it differently, but once I tell them where that name is from, then they grasp it.
Awesome. Yeah. Great story.
Now, Mike is had his hand in the food entrepreneurship that you do more than once.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he's got some more focused questions, like where do you produce it and all of that, things that are just over my head. So,
well, I mean, do you use a co-packer?
I do not use a co-packer.
Okay.
I still make it myself. I think that adds a touch that some other products may not have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So well, you know how it's supposed to taste. You know what the finished product is supposed to be like. And
right.
And I wish I could get to a point with my barbecue sauce that I could make it myself. But that's quite a hefty investment.
Yeah. In case you didn't know, Meredith, he makes a root beer barbecue sauce.
Oh, my gosh. I need some of that now. I love root beer.
I've been lazy this year and haven't gotten around to it.
And I will tell you, probably one of the best things you will ever put on hot wings. Instead of just the hot sauce or anything,
you put
in
that
Bloody root
Mary
beer
Max.
Barbecue sauce.
You put it in Bloody Marys.
It is some of the best wings
delicious.
You'll ever have. Now, we need to figure out some way we can incorporate Rennie's honey butter into hot wings, don't we, Mike?
Because that's
Bailey's
barbecue.
I don't know how that would turn out.
Well, you do a butter garlic, so butter, you know. And honey, people use honey for wings as well. So.
Yeah, that's true.
She's there most of the way.
All right, Meredith. Well, we got to go, but one more time, can you give everybody your contact information and where they can find Rennie's Honey Butter?
Yes, Rennie's Honey Butter, online, Facebook, Instagram, just Rennie's Honey Butter. And I'm so excited y'all had me on this morning. Y'all are really fun guys.
Well,
I wish y'all have the best weekend in New Orleans. All the rest of the food.
I seem to be funnier when I'm asleep.
All right. Thank you, Meredith.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on Sip and Chew.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good luck.
And fellas,
much success.
If we can, we need to break format for just a minute.
All right.
And because we have on the other line Randy Bergen, who hosts the Southern Fairways Golf Show in a couple of hours. Randy, are you there?
I am here, Charlie. How you doing, guys?
Doing great. Good morning.
Right, Randy. Good morning.
You've got a big deal coming up today, Randy. Tell us about it.
Well, we're really doing. I appreciate Mikey, Stu, you giving me just a minute to promote what we're doing.
Absolutely.
Starting at 11 o'clock, of course. It'll be Southern Fairways Golf Show. We're broadcasting live from Lakewood Golf Club in at the Grand in Point Clear. And, man, it is going to be beautiful. Beautiful day out here so far. We're at the Experience, which is the driving range out here. They've done so much to it. And Neil Frazier, the director of golf, he's going to be with me. So he'll tell us everything that's going on out here. And, guys, I know y'all are familiar with the Grand very well.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the beautiful, beautiful spots here in the state of Alabama. We're also going to have on at 12:30, we'll have the 2006 American Idol. Taylor Hicks is going to be on with us. We'll talk a little golf with him, and we'll talk. He's got a little event coming up at the Floribama in June, and we'll talk with him about that as well.
He's probably in the food, right there.
I was going to say, there's a guy right there that loves food. He's got barbecue places up in Birmingham, Saw's Barbecue. So we'll talk with him a little bit about food, too.
I've done some events with Taylor before, and we made sure to take him some of our savory bacon cheesecake while he was on stage. So he's eating the cheesecake going, y'all got to try this stuff.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know then, he's a cool cat. So we're excited to have him. But we
Randy,
got a lot coming up. And yes, sir.
I got to know, are you hearing any echo?
Everything is perfect today, Charlie. Everything is perfect. So,
fantastic.
Guys, we appreciate it. We'll be coming up right after y'all. You got Bill Finch's show and then us. So we appreciate you giving us just a few moments to promote our show. We listen to y'all all the time. Love you guys. Y'all do a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Randy. And one of these days I'm going to learn something about golf other than how much I enjoy the 19th hole.
Well, that's the best part. Come on, man.
You work toward it.
All right,
there
man.
You go.
Randy,
all right,
thanks
guys.
A lot, man. Y'all have a good show this afternoon.
Thank you, guys. All right, goodbye, then.
All right, one more segment left, and Mike and I got to talk about some places we ate.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
I want machine all day. I want somebody who wants me to play. Pretty clothes that never were mine. But if my dream comes true, the sun's gonna shine. Oh, I want a butter and egg man.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, my name is Alon Shai from Shai Restaurant in New Orleans, and you're listening to Sip and Chew from Mike and Stu.
Well, let me say something about Alon Shai's new restaurant. Saba.
Saba.
Had planned on trying it last night.
Yes.
And then all this stuff with World Food Championship coming together, I decided that was not the place to celebrate mine and Heather's first anniversary together. Mm-hmm. So I canceled the reservations.
Congratulations,
on
by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It is a huge accomplishment for me to keep one around that long.
I was going to say kudos to her.
Yes. Yeah, she is truly the better half here. So I said, where should we go? We'll go locally on our anniversary, which was Thursday, not Saturday.
Yeah.
And I think, let me message Kenny Dumas over at Poor Baby. See what's going on. And he said, actually got a pharmaceutical company coming in that night, but I got you two tables at the bar, if that's okay. And they got us in, was greeted by Randy, the general manager. Kenny came over and said hello to us. Weston stepped out of the kitchen when we were done to make sure we enjoyed dinner. And we had the most fantastic anniversary dinner at Poor Baby.
Oh, wow.
We went to Mike for a couple of wines and got those great. And everything about the evening was perfect. It was a great anniversary dinner. Thank you to Kenny and his staff. And I also want to say thank you to the folks in Briquettes, because we now have two places in West Mobile that you can go for anniversaries and weddings like that, that are really nice and elegant, like you have so many of in downtown Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So West Mobile has got some of those really nice places now. Again, Kenny, thank you very much. We had the most fantastic anniversary. But that ain't all we ate, is it?
No, it ain't.
Yeah. I got lunch at Jay Rogers the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. Barbecued out there.
Hadn't heard that name in a while.
But you took us to a place.
Yeah. I said, look, we want some.
And we'll bring John from Fish River on it.
We wanted some local cuisine for New Orleans. And I knew right around the corner there was a place called Lucy's Retired Surfer Club. So we went by there.
And dive bar.
Yeah. Went by there. And it was right around the corner. Got parking place almost up front. We were lucky there. And we got in, and we got a great table. We got the people watch. And ate some.
And Wren watch. We had a little bird that kept flying in the restaurant, Charlie.
Getting all the crumbs
off. And
just
going from table to table, eating crackers and bread crumbs.
It was cute.
Say that title, the name of the restaurant again, though. I like the sound of that.
Lucy's Retired Surfer and Dive Bar.
And where is it?
It's on Chompatula. I forgot the cross street, but it's on Chompatula.
Yeah, it's a couple of blocks down from Emeralds, or right across the street from Kraft.
About a block, but let me tell you what, the food is phenomenal. My burger was killer. It was so good.
I had blackened chicken with black beans and rice. He had a burger, and Heather had tacos.
And
wow!
And it wasn't all of the chimichurri for her tacos was just incredible.
But guess what, Charlie?
I know what you're going to.
They're going to open one in Owa.
And maybe put a fern in the lobby so you can visit.
Yeah. So you'll feel comfortable.
Well, if nothing else, I'll go by and water the fern.
They are going to have they're going to have a restaurant in Owa.
I thought you were going to ask me, guess what, that John's on the line.
Well, let's get John on the line. Yeah, I got one more place I want to talk about before we get off the air, though.
John, let him tell you about this place.
I was going to say good luck on that.
Good morning, John.
I better do it now.
Well, John, let me tell you about this place in Fairhope, John, real quick. It's called Serial Killers. And, oh, my God, it's in the Mill, which has been a couple different names.
Yeah.
You got Marianne's Deli in there. You got is it Oxtail? Restaurant.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, I went there and I looked at the board and I said, all right, what do I want here? I saw brisket. I saw the word brisket. So I got a brisket bami sandwich. Phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal. But guess what they had? They had truffle tater tots. Those things were addictive. I'm hooked now. I'm gonna have to go to rehab. Those things were delicious, but they was called cereal killers in the meal. There,
the cereal is spelt like breakfast cereal.
John. Yeah, yeah, because they're a breakfast lunch place.
Yeah, they're brunch.
But what's going on with you?
You don't go in there and order a bowl of cornflakes.
I don't know. Maybe
you might.
I didn't look at the menu.
But what's going on in your world, John?
Hey, you guys brought up something with Rainey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I met her at Piggly Wiggly about a year ago during the Taste of Lower Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And which Kim, Fram, and Danny, man, they did an excellent job on that.
I hear they always do.
But anyway, the first time I had honey butter was at the Alberta Sausage Festival about 2 years ago. A lady from Pensacola was selling it. Well, I've never heard of honey butter, so I got to try this. And, oh, gosh, you talk about something on a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Or a pork chop, egg, and cheese biscuit. But then you said hot wings.
What about a possum egg and cheese biscuit?
You know, I'll have to try that. Or either seagull.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you were talking about wings. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, well, how would you incorporate that stuff? Because it's a lot thicker than honey. It's very thick.
But
and
is it
you
sensitive
keep it refrigerated
to heat?
After you open it.
Yeah. So when
and,
heat hits it,
it would
it's
be hard
melt.
To spread. The only way you could do it is if you could get it out of the jar is warm it up,
mm-hmm.
and then it's going to turn into taffy. It's going, you know, it's going to be hard to spin that stuff.
Well, you're going to have to experiment and tell us what you come up with.
You know, I was thinking, I was wondering about her blueberry and some crushed red pepper.
Mm-hmm.
What about some rum?
Just a little dash of crushed black pepper.
What about some rum?
Black pepper and vanilla are a wonderful flavor combination if you haven't tried it. Crushed black pepper.
I don't know that I ever tried it.
In the Caribbean, it is not uncommon for you to get a bowl of vanilla ice cream and then they grate cracked pepper, black pepper on the top.
Yeah.
And it's great. I do a steak marinade with vanilla extract and lots of black pepper in it. It's terrific.
Gosh, I got plenty of vanilla extract. Oh, mine comes up out of Mexico every 2 years.
With your shipment?
My shipment of spices, yeah.
Mike and John are both going to Mexico to get Mike and John are both going to get to Mexico to get drugs, but it's not cocaine.
It's
chondroitin and
hey, buddy, let me tell you,
they sell that
pure vanilla everywhere down there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they do in quart bottles, don't they, Charlie?
Oh yeah,
but I'll tell you this, John:
$3 a bottle, something like that.
It's go to Rouse's, cheap. Look in the vanilla section, and look for Chef Reginald's New Orleans Mexican Vanilla. That's the mm-hmm. best vanilla extract I have ever used, and it is all I use now. It, compared to the Chef Reginald's Watson's, which is considered the premier American vanilla, tastes like, you know, it came from Dollar Tree. This Chef Reginald's is so good, and Rouse's carries it. It's not terribly expensive, but $4 or $5 for a decent sized bottle. I've had the bottle I've got now for about 2 years.
I've got a big bottle I've never opened, so not of that.
Of whiskey.
You know, John's got to learn to talk faster or call earlier.
Well, he did call earlier, but we were busy.
You guys had the show filled up in the morning.
Yeah, we'll give you a whole segment in the morning. So, that's when we're vamping, trying to get to the guests, going, what can we talk about?
Okay, John was, well, I changed my schedule a little bit, too.
We didn't know you were up that early, John.
Oh, gosh, man, I've been up for a long time, every day.
All right, man. John, we got to go, man.
I'm going to try the chicken wings, deep fry them, and melt down some of the honey butter. Have to make a trip to Piggly Wiggly and check out all the flavors she's got. And
there you go.
Come up with something.
All right, all right, buddy. We got to go, man. Have a good one. Provolone, Big John, and
Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush. And get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
All right, folks. We had a great weekend in New Orleans. And we'll see y'all next week on Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. Mike, tell the people what we tell them every week.
Provolone, folks.
Provolone.
Sharp cheddar.
And Alice is ready.